This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd in Washington. President Donald Trump says that he has answered written questions from Special Counsel Robert Mueller's office in the Russia probe. We get the details from AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani.
The president's again blasting the investigation, but says he's written answers to questions from Special Counsel Bob Mueller.
I was asked a series of questions. I've answered them very easily, very easily.
Repeatedly telling reporters he did it himself.
I write the answers. My lawyers don't write answers. I write answers.
The president says he's not yet submitted the answers and did not say when he would. Rumors are rampant here in the nation's capital that Mueller may be preparing more indictments. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
A U.S. government judge has ordered the White House to restore CNN reporter Jim Acosta's credentials, which it had suspended after a testy exchange during a news conference with President Donald Trump. U.S. District Court Judge Timothy Kelly criticized the U.S. government's action, commenting that CNN is likely to prevail in demonstrating that the reporter was denied due process in the credential revocation process. Outside the courtroom, Acosta thanked those who had supported him.
Everybody, thanks for coming. I just want to say something very briefly, and that is I want to thank all of my colleagues in the press who supported us this week, and I want to thank the judge for the decision he made today, and let's go back to work.
CNN attorney Ted Boutros declared that Kelly's decision marks a great day for the First Amendment and for journalism. President Trump, meanwhile, commented on the ruling, saying, "We want total freedom of the press. It's more important to me than anyone would believe, but you have to act with respect when you're at the White House." For more on these stories, log on to our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. The U.S. Justice Department has inadvertently named Julian Assange in a court filing in an unrelated case, suggesting that prosecutors have charged the WikiLeaks founder under seal. We get the details from AP correspondent Zaria Shakali.
Assange, who has been holed up at the Ecuadorian embassy in London for years, has been charged in secret. The WikiLeaks founder's name appears twice in an August court filing from a federal prosecutor in Virginia, who is attempting to keep sealed a separate case involving a man accused of coercing a minor for sex. Any charges against Assange could help illuminate the question of whether Russia coordinated with the Trump campaign to sway the 2016 presidential election. I'm Zaria Shakli.
Authorities in California say the number of people missing from a devastating fire has doubled to more than 600. At least 63 people have died in the so-called Camp Fire, which destroyed the town of Paradise. Butte County Sheriff Corey Honia says the large number of missing people likely includes those who fled the fire and don't realize that they have been reported missing. Meanwhile, in Southern California, where the Woolsey Fire has killed three people and scorched the area around Malibu, Cal Fire officials say the blaze is 57% contained. President Donald Trump is scheduled to visit the area on Saturday to survey damage from the deadliest U.S. wildfire in a century. He could also encounter locals who are resentful over his suggestion that California is to blame for its misfortune. A hand recount began Friday in Florida's acrimonious U.S. Senate contest after initial reviews by ballot counting machines showed Republican Governor Rick Scott and Democratic Senator Bill Nelson separated by fewer than 13,000 votes. A hand recount in the Senate race will involve only the fraction of ballots in which voters cast either two votes for one race or appear to choose no candidate. Award-winning screenwriter William Goldman, the author of Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid, has died. Warren Levinson of AP reports.
William Goldman died at home in New York of complications from colon cancer and pneumonia. Goldman was the Academy Award-winning screenwriter of Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid and All the President's Men, in which he introduced the phrase,
"Just follow the money."
Goldman wrote the novels Marathon Man and The Princess Bride, which he also turned into hit screenplays. He was a keen observer of how entertainment gets made, chronicled in books that include Adventures in the Screen Trade and Which Lie Did I Tell, famously asserting about what makes a good movie? Nobody knows anything. Screenwriter and novelist William Goldman was 87. Warren Levinson, New York.
For more on these stories, log on to our website, voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. I'm David Byrd. VOA News.